Rule 6, eat what you really want, no restrictions. Dietary restrictions kept Jewish Christians from initially accepting Gentile Christians into their fellowship. Peter's vision in Acts 10, 9 through 16 presented the new rules of eating.
Acts 10, 9 through 16, NIV. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up onto the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven.
This removed the dietary restrictions that God placed on Israel through the Mosaic Law as seen in Leviticus 11.
Leviticus 11, 1 through 8, NIV. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Say to the Israelites, of all the animals that live on land, these are the ones you may eat. You may eat any animal that has a divided hoof and that chews the cud. There are some that only chew the cud or only have a divided hoof, but you must not eat them. The camel, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof. It is ceremonially unclean for you. The hyrax, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof. It is unclean for you. The rabbit, though it chews the cud, does not have a divided hoof. It is unclean for you. The pig, though it has a divided hoof, does not chew the cud. It is unclean for you. You must not eat their meat or touch their carcasses. They are unclean for you."
It goes on even longer than this in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy 14. Under the new covenant, the restrictions were lifted and we were instructed not to try to force anyone else to eat a certain way.
Romans 14, 2 through 3. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them.
We have to respect each other enough to let each other eat the way we think we should.
Romans 14, 14, NIV. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person, it is unclean.
If you want to be vegan, be vegan. If you want to be vegetarian, be vegetarian. Do you want to be paleo? Be paleo. You have to decide for yourself. I'm not going to judge people who eat differently from me, and they shouldn't judge me. Our focus should be to take care of our bodies because they are God's temple.
1 Corinthians 3:16, NIV. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?
We can serve God effectively when we're healthy. Chasing after fad diets is like chasing the wind. We need to control our appetites and let the Holy Spirit direct our decisions.
Ephesians 5:18, NIV. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Mark 7:15, NIV. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them.
Too clean. Don't try to overdo it by eating 100% clean all the time. A lot of dieters have blacklisted certain foods with the belief that if you eat them, you won't lose weight. In my experience, trying to eat super clean prevented me from losing weight. What happened was that I ate perfectly Monday through Friday, but when the weekend came along, I completely lost it. Instead, I suggest writing in a food diary the things you eat. People who track their food in a journal lose more weight than those who don't. It's not something you have to do forever, but it's a good idea to start out with. The problem with making your food behave is that if you restrict all foods but protein in order to lose weight, then that's what you'll have to do for the rest of your life. That's unreasonable. Instead, you want to change your habits to how true thin people eat. It's making yourself behave instead of your food. You can still eat the foods you love while losing weight, and nothing is unacceptable to eat. The things you want to avoid are sugars and chemicals. Keep those in the realm of the three-bite rule. Even if you're eating healthy, you can still overeat and consume too many calories. When I was trying to eat really clean, I found these healthy chips that I love to eat. They were dairy-free, gluten-free, and every other type of free. They were only 160 calories a serving. The problem was that I would eat the entire bag in one sitting. That was five servings. Just like that, I had consumed 800 calories. I could have just had 200 calories of Doritos and been better off. One thing I want every reader to understand is that as long as you eat in your eating window, you can't make a mistake no matter what you eat. Yesterday, I had half of a donut and didn't feel guilty about it one bit. The problem with dieting is people don't want to control how much they eat, so they make their food behave. They overeat on things like carrots or celery and say that because it's a healthy food, it doesn't count. That's not what the Bible says at all. The Bible says to put a knife to your throat if you're being gluttonous, period, the end. You have to practice self-control.